Disabled people in Iraq's Kurdistan region have decided to take legal action against Regional Prime Minister Nechevan Barzani and his ruling Kurdistan Democratic Party. This comes after a group of disabled protesters were forcibly removed by armed masked men who are believed to be from security forces belonging to the ruling Barzani family.
Masked men took us by force from our tents. They handcuffed us, threw us in their cars, and they took our equipment in fewer than 5 minutes. They took us outside of our Erbil's checkpoints, dropped us there, and took our communication devices.
An MP from the Kurdistan Democratic Party claims that the action against the protest outside the region's Council of Ministers was because some people were protesting without permission.
According to my information, they came without any warning. You can remove a group of people if they do not have permission or they want to do something according to the protest law.
The incident comes amid disabled citizens' dissatisfaction with the social security benefits they receive. They've long complained that their benefits are not high enough to live a basic standard of living, even after the regional parliament increased them. Disabled people in the Kurdistan region are known for their protests, including a hunger strike last year. Some people have branded this latest removal of the citizens' protest as brutal. However, the government rejects this, saying that it's taking disabled people's demands seriously. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Erbil.